Well, basically, from the presentations made by the three political parties' senior representatives, which included Mr. Didmus Mtasa representing ZANU-PF, Professor Osman Ncube representing MDC led by Professor Mtambara, and Honorable Tendai Biti representing MDC led by Honorable Prime Minister Tsvangirai. The leadership committed themselves. I would say that there was consensus at the meeting that they establish an inter-party organ on dialogue where all parties create a platform at a provincial, district, ward, and village level to deliberate on issues of violence so that they create a basis for truth-telling and national healing. And the parties also agreed that the perpetrator and the victim will be given a place where they tell their stories to enable healing to take place. I am hopeful that what this leadership says is translated into action. And, of course, people sometimes are skeptic that we have had the commitments in the past which have not been fulfilled. But in my own view, yesterday's meeting was historic. This is the first meeting where top leadership from the three political inclusive government have met under one roof, and there haven't been violence, and the discussions were quite cordial. So I'm very positive about it.
Aiden, as Mr. Kadenge is saying, Zimbabwe has got a history where things are said by day and night, different things happen. Are you ever positive that Zimbabwe is one day going to overcome this cycle of violence and live a normal life?
Well, it doesn't look like it at the moment. There's all sorts of problems arising from this process. The whole history of the GPA since its introduction 2 years ago has been one of non-observance. It's been one of inadequate responses down the line between all the parties. I think the people of Zimbabwe have been betrayed by their political leaders, and the healing process is no exception. But look, let's give it a chance. Let's see how it goes. It's quite clear what has to be done. We're clear on that. There has to be disclosure, who did what, and then there has to be a process of healing, which will include apologies, admissions, and the various parties communicating this to their supporters on the ground. I was impressed by what Professor Welshman and Ngube said, that people have to exercise tolerance, the parties have to exercise tolerance. He said there was a need, for instance, for the police to apply the law evenly. I think that's something we can all support. And Gibson Sibanda said there has to be a culture of impunity. This culture of impunity has to be stopped. It cannot persist. So this is a start. Let's see how it goes. But you will forgive me if I'm somewhat skeptical about the history of the GPA. It's certainly not fulfilled the hopes and aspirations of the Zimbabwean public. So, and this organ on healing has been around a while without actually doing anything. So let's see. The litmus test for me will be the arrest of the killers of Talent Mabika and Tichauna Chiminya. That will indicate to us the sincerity and commitment of purpose of this outfit.
Mr. Kadenge, victims and perpetrators will be coming together. Will there be a neutral person to make sure that things go on ahead well without further violence?
But I would imagine that the best way to go about it is to get a neutral person, because even from the discussions yesterday, the political leadership are responsible for the actions of their activists, as it were. So it will be very crucial, in my own view, to have someone who is neutral. But I also wanted to add up one other thing which came up at yesterday's discussion. The Zimbabwe Republic Police was mentioned that it does not cost money for them to do what they are paid for, so that they arrest perpetrators irrespective of political affiliation. And we have information what happens. We know what has happened. And some people are caught free, and the police should just do their job fairly, and they will earn the respect of the people.
Aiden, how does this national healing tie into the larger political process in Zimbabwe right now?
Well, obviously, it's fundamental. You're not going to have progress unless you have consensus between the parties. And for that consensus to operate, there has to be admission, there has to be agreement on what took place. As I say, there were atrocities 10 years ago with the killing of political activists. And the people responsible for those killings walk scot-free. And there's been no serious attempt to bring them to justice, even though their names have been mentioned in court papers. So it's quite clear that there has to be a much greater resolve, a much greater commitment on the part of the political parties to this process. And judging by the progress made so far, we in the media are going to be rather skeptical. We want to see progress on the ground. We want to see the politicians going out into their communities and saying to the people in their communities that there cannot be any tolerance, that there cannot be any impunity. And that's the message which we'll have to get out there.
And lastly, Mr. Kadenge, you say that there was commitment from all the three political parties, but already as the constitutional outreach phase goes on, there are incidents of violence that are going on. Do you think these are going to be stopped anyhow?
Well, if there is commitment, they will be stopped. But I think the challenge is to translate what took place yesterday into action, because there are other areas where even we have gone as Dromic ourselves, we have engaged the traditional leaders, and where information is taking a long time, and some people are not even sure of whether we're an inclusive government or we are part of the old system. So the process may take time, but I think in the end it's really up to our political leadership to show commitment, and this will then go down to the people who are on the ground. But finally, I also wanted to make a comment on the media themselves. Recently, we've seen some jingles on ZDC, ZTV, which don't reflect the inclusiveness of the government. So in terms of commitment, you know, that's why sometimes people are skeptical. We must do what we say so that people have confidence in what we do.
Your last word, Aiden, is you give me this last word. Would you say this is a critical turning point in Zimbabwe's history for the past 10 or so years?
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad Mr. Kadenge raised the issue of the jingles. I think that will be another litmus test. Let's see how long those jingles persist, because they are clearly inappropriate in terms of the political climate we should be trying to establish at the moment. And so whether those jingles stay on the air or not will tell us whether this process is going forward or not, or whether the same old gang getting in the way of progress, change and reform.